April 29, the merits of Jesus' blood. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Psalm 34, 2. The true Christian realizes that an infinite sacrifice has been made for him and that his life is of inestimable value through the merits of Jesus' blood, intercession, and righteousness. But while he comprehends the exalted privileges of the sons of God, his soul is filled with humility. There is no boasting of holiness from the lips of those who walk in the shadow of Calvary's cross. They feel that it was their sin which caused the agony that broke the heart of the Son of God. Those who live nearest to Jesus feel most deeply their own unworthiness, and their only hope is in the merits of a crucified and risen Savior. Like Moses, they have had a view of the awful majesty of holiness, and they see their own insufficiency in contrast with the purity and exalted loveliness of Jesus. Is there not occasion for humility? Is there not need of feeling our utter dependence upon Christ every day and hour? He took on him our nature and became sin for us, that we might have remission of sins that are past, Romans 3:25. And through his divine strength and grace, might fulfill the righteous requirement of the law. Whoever takes the position that it makes no difference whether or not we keep the commandments of God is not acquainted with Christ. Jesus says, I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, John 15:10. And those who follow Jesus will do as he has done. Satan will seek to entice you to enter into the paths of sin, promising that some wonderful good will result from the transgression of God's law. But he is a deceiver. He would only work your ruin. Christ came to break the rule of the evil one. Man was so weakened through transgression that he did not possess sufficient moral power to turn from the service of Satan to the service of the only true God. But Jesus, the Prince of Life, to whom is committed all power in heaven and earth, will impart to every soul who desires salvation the strength necessary to overcome the enemy of all righteousness.